Hello, this is School of Purpose course Leadership Level 1 program of World Changers Network. The topic of this segment is The Role of Christian in Governance, Part 4. This will be the last lap for now. We will keep talking about governance and how we affect it. Why I'm hammering on this topic is due to our passive role as individuals. We play the victim role and we expect to have the best of life experience. When you beg for space, you have subjected yourself to the lesser life of ignominy. Take your space. Jesus said, "Occupy till I come." In other words, take charge, expand, and possess. It also means hold forth in pack. Luke 19, 12 to 13, the King James Version, and I read, he said, "Therefore, a certain noble went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return." 13, "And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, Occupy till I come." Whatever God has given or bequeathed to you is your own 10 pound to be expended to take space of impact. Note, I'm not saying that everyone should go and become a politician. Impact in government is more than being a politician. Remember that we are all like the drop of water that makes the ocean, part of the whole that makes a government. How you do things in your little corner affect the government one way or the other. The sin of the servant with one talent is the same sin of many of us. The man with one talent felt his own talent was insignificant compared with the person with 10. He buried his talent. Isn't it the same way many of us bury our talents? We felt our constructive effort is too small or insignificant. May the Lord not cast us away from Him for failure to use that little gift. The victim mentality and the inferior complex is the reason many will go to hell fire. Every great fire starts with a spark. Every great movement starts with a man in the center. Do you know? Everyone who shows weakness is trailed downward. Every wounded animal is trailed until it's devoured. This is how our world is fashioned. In certain animal documentary, an animal was wounded in a fight and it was weak. Suddenly, the hyenas and the vulture began to follow it. They began to devour it before it finally died. If there's anything to take home today, here is it. Show forth strength. Mount up wings as the eagle. Market your strength. Stop advertising your weakness. If you market your strength well enough, it will pay off well for your weaknesses. By biblical characters, how they ascend to impact their generation. Joseph was a regular person with no special gift that could land him at the palace. He was a mere dream interpreter. It was his faithful use of this gift that took him to the palace. What if he refuses to interpret the dream of fellow prisoners? Many of us are waiting for the big occasion. Many of us aren't ready to serve in the little corner, and we want to shine at the corridor of power. Your impacting role in government could meteorologically raise your children. That child could be the future president. Pour yourself into him and make him the best. Don't raise your children like every other child. Future kings are not raised like the rest of citizens. Jesse, the father of David, wasn't the king, but he is a superstar when it comes to raising prince-like children. At least four of his children were in the army. One finally emerged as king, King David. Our most important role in impacting on governance is through proper parenting. Joseph and David are good example here. If we can raise great children, then hope isn't lost in the reinventing great government. Great nations invest more into the life of the children. Third world nations invest in the now through greed. Most important way to influence or impact the path of governance and leadership are doing our best where we are. This will then take us to the next phase. A. Joseph serving fellow prisoners took him to the palace. B. David killing Goliath brought him to the limelight. The second is raising great generation of children to go ahead of us. Psalms 127:3-5, the King James Version, and I read, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. For as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, So are children of the youth. 5 and last, happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies at the gate. Raising great children is a constructive way of pulling down the kingdom of Satan, and by extension, the evil kingdom of men. Recently, I read a book by Imbu Makutum, the ruler of Dubai. In his book, he said, they were consciously raised at home to become great rulers that look after their subjects. This mentoring, he said, was part from learning in a 4 walls of education in conventional schools. Impacting government arena can be achieved by anybody. If you cannot get there, raise children, wards, students, or people in your reach. Those you raise will become your mouth and hand in government. I will talk about Daniel. Daniel was a prince who was a slave. Even in captivity, he remembered the principles of God handed down to him by his fathers and his ancestors. Daniel, in an unlikely environment, rose to become president in Babylon and meet a Persian empire. This story of Daniel was similar to that of Mordecai. If you could build yourself and the people in your circle after the word of God, and you will act with the truth in you, light will shine upon you. For the whole earth wait the manifestation of the sons of God. Romans 8:19, King James Version, and I read, for the earnest expectation of the creatures awaited for the manifestation of the sons of God. You are the change the world is waiting for. My prayer, 1, may the Lord make us his arrowhead of intervention in Jesus' name. 2, may our children rule in the midst of their enemy in Jesus' name. World Changers Christian Leadership School is set up to launch the emerging leaders into the heartbeat of God. Contact us if you want to run a World Changers Leadership School in your community. WhatsApp 2348033750871. Thank you.